Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Event Hustlers Show. I am Liz King with Liz King Events. I'm very excited today to talk to an amazing guest, someone who I've had the opportunity to know over many years at this point and work together with Jennifer Clark with Emerge Events and Emerge Moms. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining today.
Hi, I'm excited to be here.
I love talking to Jennifer. She's just like an interesting person, always easy to talk to. And you are doing some very interesting things with your business and just your life in the past year and in the coming years. Yeah. So I thought you would be such a great guest for all of our listeners to learn from. How are you today?
I am great. We survived the little tropical storm that came through and no big deal. It was just a lot of rain and it's a beautiful sunshiny day now.
Wonderful. The rain has passed. How are you, for those who don't know you?
I'm in Mississippi. That is where I'm actually from. Born and raised, moved away several years and then came back. This is my home and I love it here. It's great. I recommend everybody come visit me here.
I need to visit you soon.
You should.
In a while. So for those who do not know you, would you mind introducing yourself and talking a little bit about what you do professionally as well?
Yes. About 8 years ago, I started a business called Emerge Events, and it was kind of organically grown. I didn't intend to start an event planning business. That it wasn't like a 5-year, 10-year plan or anything like that. I was doing some other things, and I was talking to a mentor one day, and she said, maybe she'll watch this. We were talking about what to do, what I wanted to do in the future. And I said, well, I enjoyed doing event planning with other companies I worked with. And even when I was living abroad, I did event planning to a certain extent, and I loved it. And I thought, well, maybe one day I could see doing that, maybe having a company. I didn't really know what that meant. And she said, well, why don't we put on a women's expo together? And at that point, I didn't know what a women's expo was, which is crazy because now I've been doing it for 9 years. So that day kind of started my business. So I said, okay, well, let's do it. So we did it together, Carolyn. We did it for the first year. And that was all that was, you know, she kind of passed the bar all over to me. She gave me all of it to do, for the next, you know, here we are 9 years later. And, I just kind of said yes at that time. You know, that's kind of, something that I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it meant, but I said, yes, we did it. And this will be year 9, coming up in a month. So I can't believe it's been 9 years. I've learned a lot in 9 years.
That's amazing. And the power of yes is an interesting
lesson.
Because, you know, I always talk about too, like in business, it's everyone likes to believe that you have a grand master plan and then it just falls into place according to that. But a lot of times it's just like an opportunity that presents itself and just being willing to say yes to giving it a try.
Yeah.
Where you are now.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing is I didn't quite know all the steps. I didn't really know any of the steps. I just kind of figured it out as I went along. And we have a really great community here, a lot of wonderful people, a lot of good places to do events. And we're, you know, not too small, not too big. So it was very welcomed event here. And I just love my exhibitors to this day. I mean, I just love getting with them. I sent them an email this morning. We have a meeting next week. We all get together for breakfast. And it's just a very good small community here. And I love this event. So that is what started it. But when we came up with the event, I didn't want to just say, you know, Jennifer Clark's doing this event. I was like, well, I need a business name and all this stuff. Yeah. But how do I do that? You know? So I pored over all these books about how to name your business. And I was like, what do I name it? And finally, I don't really know where the name emerged. It just kind of emerged out of thin air. And so I went with it, Emerge Events. And it didn't mean as much then as it actually came to mean. So now it means a lot more than it did back when I started the business. So I do all kinds of events. I've done everything from beer festivals to art events, children's events, professional development conferences. But now, through the power of Liz and her Ignite program, over the past year, I've kind of tried to hone in on what I am and what I'm not. And that is very hard to do. That this past year has been very difficult, but necessary. So I've tried to figure out what events I need to pass, pass those on to other people. And then which events I would rather do more of. And that was very, very hard because at first, you know, you take everything that comes your way. Anybody that takes a chance on me, oh, I'll do your event. Yeah. And then I realized I wasn't really doing anybody any favors by, one, taking events at just whatever anybody would pay me, and then taking everything because I'm not an expert at everything. I don't want to be. That was very hard to learn.
So how do you figure out what you do want to be taking? You know, because that's a big transition point that a lot of people go through. Like you said, you kind of take whatever comes your way because we need the business and you need the money and whatever. And it's, I think that's a challenging process to think about, okay, well, there are all these options, but which ones do I like the most? So how'd you figure that out? And what is that for you today?
It was so hard. I have to say the Ignite program through Liz is basically what that was a program where you go in and you kind of figure out a lot of questions that I never asked in the beginning. I never asked myself, what are my values? I never thought about it before. All the things that I didn't know who I was, and things have changed. 8 years ago, I had, you know, one, I had, well, when I started my very first business, which was a different business than this, I had a baby at the same time as starting my first business. And then now I have two kids, you know, under 10, both under 10, and I'm different than I was even then, you know, but with just one kid. So I have to figure out things like, it's not just what I want to do. It is what I want to do. That is part of it. It's also, you know, how much do I charge? Which events do I know? I would love to do it for free. I would love that. But I do have to eat and I have to feed my kids. They do like to eat too. My husband likes me to make some money too. So I can't do it for free. And I have to realize there's a point where this is going to, it doesn't make sense for me to do this event for this many hours. That was very hard. So that's part of it. Part of it is what am I really good at? And what am I not good at? You know, I'm not as good at the outdoor type festivals, and outdoor events are very stressful with weather and, you know, all of that. So I'm realizing just that kind of thing. What kind of event do I want to do? Then I started realizing one of my core values is development, professional development, learning, personal development. And I realized those are the events I love more than anything is an event where someone goes into it, they take something personal or professional away that they can use in their life, business, work, family. And that's when I realized that's what I really want to focus more on. So the events like, you know, conferences or anything that where someone's coming in and learning something and leaving different. That's where Emerge kind of comes back in. So Emerge events, it's kind of like I want to do more events where people come out of the event, they emerge a different way than when they came in. So that's kind of where that word is now meaning something more than it ever did. But it was very hard. It's still hard. I'm still figuring it out. It took a year of just deep diving to kind of, one, figure out, you know, after 8 years, what do I want to be doing? What do I don't? And then there's some other things that popped up that I'm interested in that I have some passions about. And so those are some things that I'm working on that I've been working on for a little while. I'm just, I've tried to launch and I've come back and I launch and I come back, you know, so that's kind of some things I'm working on as well. But through the Ignite program, I really got a sense of who I am and who I want to be, you know, what kind of work I want to be doing. It's a little different when you work for somebody, you kind of have a scope of work that you do. When you have your own business, you have that, but you can do anything you want. Really, I can do any event I want, but do I need to? So honing it in, so hard, but necessary work.
So do you want to tell the people watching some of the new things that you're working on?
Yes. Yeah, so one thing I did realize, like I said, was professional development is a core value. If you don't know your core values, I suggest you go try to look up what that means and find them because it kind of directs how you want to live. And I'm just figuring it out. I'm just trying to figure out how my values now work with what I do. One of the things was, like, for example, my kids are out in the summer. I like to spend some time with them in the summer. And also I have to work too. So trying to figure out what does that mean as far as what events I'm going to do in the summer as opposed to, you know, should I do them in other times of the year? So that was one thing that was a big thing this year, because I have a very busy summer. And my kids basically work with me a lot, and they like that. But sometimes, you know, it gets a little bit stressful having your kids at events. Some events are, it's appropriate, and some events it's not. So they can't be everywhere. So going back to professional development, I've realized that what I've learned over the last 8 years in my community being an event planner, I want to pass that on to other people. My passion now is kind of pouring what I've learned and what I know I can find, all the information I can find. I don't know it all, but I know who does know some information that I don't know. And I did a conference in April called Connect and Emerge. I worked with a class at our university, and we put on a conference for event planners. And that, to me, was my favorite thing I've done in a while. And I was so inspired. And I brought in speakers that talked about all kinds of things about doing events, whether it's how to use arts in your events. You know, we brought the Department of Revenue to talk about taxes, you know, everything from marketing your event, all the things. I didn't necessarily speak on everything. I did one session, but I knew who to bring in. And people ask me a lot of questions a lot. If you in your industry get the question, can I pick your brain? That means you have something that people need to know. And I can't sit down with everybody and just talk about all the things. So I said, well, why don't we bring them all together? People who have questions and needs and plan events in our community, bring them together for an event. And we did it, and it worked really well. I've gotten a lot of great comments. So that is my new passion, is kind of engaging all the event planners in our area. So I'm doing another one in September. That's where I'm kind of moving toward. I still will do some events with Emerge Events, but most of my events I want to focus more on the event planners here in this area. So that's one thing. And through all of this, for the last 8 years, I said before that I'm a mom. Starting a business and starting a family kind of coincided with me. So I don't know one without the other. So it's been very hectic. So for the past 10 years, my daughter turns 10 in October, I have tried to figure this out. How do I do all this, you know, and also have a family and us all not go completely crazy. And through it, I have kind of lost myself. Like, I've lost myself sometimes. I look around at my house sometimes in my life. I'm like, ooh, you know, it's piles of stuff and craziness, and I'm not taking care of myself like I need to. And that's okay when you're 20. Well, when you're around 40, it's a little bit more imperative to take care, better care of yourself, because your body's less forgiving. And so I'm realizing if I don't start taking care of myself, I am not worth anything for my family and my community.
Yeah.
So the another program that I'm starting, this is the one that I just kind of keep trying to launch, and then I pull it back. Launch, pull it back, mostly because of fear. It's mostly fear. That's about all. it's called Emerge Moms. So I'm using the word emerge again. Emerge Moms is a program where we focus on moms and how we can take care of ourselves better. Because if we don't, I see all of us, I'm looking around at all the moms, and we're all like running crazy, burning the candle at both ends. And we all have to watch that. And so the program is still in, you know, development, but I'm working on it. But it'll be a series of online events, in-person events, anything to do with the mother taking care of herself and the community taking care of the mother, and mothers taking care of each other. So it's kind of it's not just self-care. It was self-care. That's why I started it. But it actually is more than that. It's more of let's all come together and kind of change how we see, like, this badge of busyness for mothers. Oh, you just had a baby and you're at the gym. You just had a baby yesterday. Yay, you. Instead, say, oh, you know, take care of yourself. Go rest. Rest is good. So that's my new thing I'm launching.
Well, that's exciting.
It is. But I've got to move forward.
You feel like the fear is, you said it's fear that's kind of holding you back from doing that. What is the fear? What are you afraid of?
Well, planning events, you have a commodity. Like, I have the event, I get paid to do the event. I'm paid for my time. It's easy. Having something that's, I know people have online businesses, and that's where I'm learning about all of this. And not, it's not just, I will do events as well, but just starting something completely made up, like event planning is something someone does already, but I'm starting something that doesn't really have a box. I mean, it doesn't, what is it? you know? And so figuring that out, then saying, you know, who am I to do this? You know, I'm not a professional. I'm not any kind of professional in any kind of therapy or anything like that. So I'm like, who am I to do this for mothers? Why would anybody care about what I have to say? But again, it's like the event planning conference. It's not necessarily what I have to say. I know how to pull people together pretty well.
Yeah.
That's my skill set. I'm really good at bringing people together in a room or online or whatever it is. So that's what I want to do. I just need to let it go and just start it, you know, because I think we do have there's some problem. Not only moms are just running ragged, but also a lot of moms are finding that they don't have even if it's like they don't have the support, not the support, that's the wrong word, but I guess peers kind of going through the same thing. We're all doing this, but you know, we don't want to ask anybody for help. We don't think we should or have to, and that's okay. Well, if we all were helping each other a little bit smarter about it, coming back together, getting the village back together and giving ourselves permission to not be perfect moms, to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of our families better. So it's, I guess, taking something from nothing is hard for me to promote as a new thing, because I just don't, it's not as easy to say, oh, I have this new event. It's clear it's an event.
Yeah.
So having something that's not an event is a little bit harder to promote. It's not a thing. I don't know. Maybe
it has to be defined as its own thing, which is new, you know, yeah. A newer concept. Brands have done it, but it's, right. You know, it's something that's less tangible, which in many ways is good, because with events, we're trading 1 hour for a certain number of dollars. Right. And there's a very big limit to that, especially when you're a busy mom, you have a lot of other things to be doing. In the digital world, if you can do an online conference or something or sell a membership, I think it's an attractive model to a lot of people, especially within the events industry, because it is a way to scale, but it feels different. You know, it's just like, but I'm getting paid, but I'm not necessarily putting in 1,000 hours for 1,000 people. And that feels weird, you know, and I think women in particular suffer from imposter syndrome, this idea of like, who am I to do these things? And I think we all feel that way. I definitely felt that way when I launched Planner Tech and Texie Talk Live. It's like, you know, I literally launched it because I wanted to learn those things myself. And I figured no one else is making this platform. So how about I just create the platform? I don't have to know anything about it. I knew a little bit, you know? And so that's essentially what you're doing. You're saying there's a need here for moms to take care of each other and take care of themselves. And so you're just creating the platform, but that's, you know, it's very uncomfortable because it's very different.
It is. And you kind of hit the nail on the head. Like my income is directly tied pretty much to how much time I can spend on an event. Sometimes I'm paid by the project, but if I'm hired by a company, but sometimes, you know, like Women's Expo, it is tied directly to how many people can I sell booths to, or how many people can I get to come to it. So my effort is tied directly to every dollar. So I'm pretty limited. And so, you know, it's like, do I enjoy this afternoon with my kids, or do I need to go and sell some more booths, you know, because I really need more money to come in because I have some bills to pay for the event, to have the event. So it's really hard. Whereas if I did some sort of an online program to go with it, that may have some income that's not directly tied to every minute of my life, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's like this, I think it's a fallacy, honestly, that people think you can just like passive income is the word people use, that you can just, you know, set something out in the world and it'll just keep making you money while you're sleeping. Right. I don't really think that exists, but there is a balance between that and just working every hour for an hour.
Yes.
Finding that is pretty challenging. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is, as you know, I'm based in New York, so there's a huge events community here. It's like pretty well organized, a lot of people doing what I do in my city. So there's a lot of competition. And I know you are based in a smaller city. And I think at some point you told me you're like the only one in your town that you know of who does the kinds of events that you do. I think a lot of people, I mean, I imagine the majority of people who are watching this and in my network don't live in a huge city with tons of competition. Right. And I've definitely heard people say like, oh, I'm in a small city, so there's not much I can do. in the events industry, there's not much networking, but you've done something different, which is you've basically created those things again that didn't exist. You've started to pull the event community together. How has that worked for you in a smaller community? And what does that do for your business that you're the one doing it? Because it can be done in any city, you know, it doesn't have to have a ton of competitors. So how does that work for you in your town?
It may even be easier. I don't have, like, no one does what I do exactly. We have wedding planners. We have some independent planners that may do, like, you know, with caterers and people that come in and do decorations and do little receptions and, or even bigger events. But I'm the only one that I know of that does, you know, everything from, you can hire me to do a beer festival. Well, you could. I love the beer fest, but that was an event I did let off my plate because I like to just go to it now. Or I can do a conference. I can do, I've done everything from, you know, small things to big things. But most people here in our area are either like, they just happen to have this one event that they do on the side, or they do an event with their business. The event planners here are more, they work for a company. A lot of your marketing, PR people, those are the event planners here, not necessarily independent companies. Unless you're talking about weddings and things like that, more social events, birthday parties, things like that. So I don't have, like, if someone bids me for a job, I'm not necessarily competing against another event planning company. I'm oftentimes competing against someone who's doing it in-house. You know, they'll just say, oh, well, you do it. Or in the case of nonprofits, a volunteer, you know, we'll have a volunteer do it instead, not pay them, which works sometimes well. Sometimes it's hard to get volunteers because volunteers are busy and they have other things to do. Yeah. So that's my, I don't have direct competition, but we do have a good event planning community here. Our community here is a little bit, I just find it very special. I love our city. We have so many events here. I mean, everything from on any day in our town, you can go. I mean, we're not New York, but we have any day you can go and find some great live music. You can find probably any kind of, like, small event, big event, sports. We have all the events. 5Ks, races, you know, all the things, conferences. So, but there's nobody like that gets all these people who are planning these events together. I have not seen that yet. We did have our Main Street Association, our statewide Main Street Association, had a conference that I love to go to, for Main Street managers mostly, because they do a lot of events and festivals and community events. And that event did exist in our state. But it hasn't happened in the last couple of years, but nothing really on our community level. And so I just made it up out of, you know, thin air. And like I said, I worked with a hospitality class at the university because they wanted to get event planning experience as well. And so I just brought together everybody who's doing events, whether they're volunteers or whether they work for nonprofits or they're doing it for their company. And it's such a mixed bag of people. It's not there. I don't think there were any. There were very few, if any, people who did it for a living on their own, you know, as a company. So I'm kind of rare, but I have found it a good place. Like, if anyone's living in a smaller town, if you, like I said, if someone's picking your brain for something, if a lot of people are picking your brain for something and you've noticed the same questions over and over and over, that means you are a resource in your community. And so you can start this kind of thing, whether it's, you know, getting a small, my first step was I just had a meeting of, I had coffee and king cake. It was during Mardi Gras season. And so I had coffee and king cake and it was free. And I just wanted to see, is this needed? Maybe I'm making it up. Maybe no one needs it. So about 50 people came, and that's all we really could fit. About 50 people came into the room, everything from, you know, the director of our local library, you know, he does events, to people from our convention center who host events. So it was a mix of people. And they all came in the room, and the need is there. And then you had your, like, moms who were planning fundraisers for their kids, like, band and things. And that didn't even dawn on me. You have people who are doing this on the side because they're voluntold to do it, not necessarily because they're volunteering, but their kid needs this money to go on this, you know, whatever, to do band or whatever.
Yeah.
So the event planners are not necessarily doing this for a living. So the need was there. They wanted information. And the need is varied on what they needed. But the information we had at the conference was everything from we had the city come in and talk about all the safety regulations, all the things they provide if you're doing events. Really good information. And then we have someone talk about marketing your event, which is important for any event, unless you're talking about weddings, of course. But there was something for everybody. And so if someone's in a smaller community that doesn't have, we don't have all those amazing, like, I mean, all the things that you have in New York, y'all, I look at it, all the conferences and all the things you could do, you know, is for event planners. You can make them on your own in a smaller way, you know, and bring in your local, artist. I had a local artist who was amazing. He came in and prepared this wonderful presentation on how to use art, artists, how to integrate that into your events. I mean, there's so many things. Yeah. So it worked really well. That's kind of my new passion is helping the event planners because it's not easy. Event planning, you know, is very difficult, stressful, all the things. It's such a time sensitive industry. I mean, it doesn't seem like it should be so stressful, but it is because it happens and it's over and that's it. That's all you have. You have one chance.
Yeah.
And so I just love having a tribe now of people and we all get to, I want to do this all the time now. That's all I want to do is just get all everybody together. Let's talk about event planning all the time.
And it's a resource for you. It's great for your thought leadership because you're at the helm of it. So people look to you then for answers and feedback, and it's a revenue generator, right?
You're
going to be able to sell sponsorships, and so that's
really right. Good. Yeah, and that makes sense to me. I mean, I would, like I said, I would love to do everything for free, but I don't think my family would appreciate that very much. So, but this way, it's not like anybody is having to pay a lot of money. You know, it was a very inexpensive conference. We have sponsorships where they're actually getting something out of it too, because they're getting to promote either their venue or whatever the case may be. And I wish I could go and sit down and everybody pick my brain. Not that my brain has a lot of information. It does have some. Yeah. However, if I don't know it, I know someone who does.
Yeah.
But this makes sense because I can't sit down and have coffee with everybody. But I can get everybody together as a group. I can find out the specific needs and let's have a let's have an online Zoom call about, you know, just a real quick dive into, you know, event marketing or digital marketing for events. So many things we can do, and it doesn't take a lot of time, but it can be very helpful for the community and also lets me work with all the event planners in a way that I can't on my own, like single, you know, by myself.
It occurs to me as you're talking, and I feel like this is turning into like our regular Ignite calls. But it occurs to me while we're talking that basically what you've done with the Connect and Emerge conference is what you're talking about basically being your fear of launching Emerge Moms, which is that you're taking a concept that instead of doing something one-on-one, which is typically how you've done it, you're moving it one to many.
Yeah.
The difference is with Emerge, it's a little more comfortable for you because it's an event. So you feel like that's a comfortable thing to sell, but online it's the same concept. It's like, I don't have the resources to help every mom take care of herself. I don't know all the answers. You're figuring it out as you do it, but you could bring people together and you can host a variety of different resources. And so, like, if you think of it from that way, it's basically the same thing you're doing with Connect and Emerge financially, but also just from like a business model standpoint. And it doesn't require you to be the expert or to have necessarily like a product to sell.
You're like a therapist, Liz. You like figure it out.
It's just when you're talking about it, I'm like, oh, it's the same thing. It's just
one
is an event and one is online.
Yep.
But you know, the same thing meaning concept, but not necessarily just as comfortable. Yeah. Not as comfortable to do it because it's different.
Yep.
I want to talk a little bit more. We're almost out of time. Just crazy. Okay. I want to talk a little bit more about Emerge Moms. I think there's a lot of overlap personally between, as you know, I'm not a mom officially yet. we're getting there. But between moms and entrepreneurs and independent event professionals, that concept that you just have a ton to balance. There's this expectation that like you just know what you're doing. I think a lot of moms and entrepreneurs both feel afraid to admit that I'm just figuring it out and I actually don't have a grand plan. And I think you mentioned like moms have a hard time asking for help. I think that's because there's almost this expectation that what it is to be a good mom is you just are perfect and your kids are perfectly behaved and everything is managed at your house and that makes you a good mom. And most people are not that. So they just pretend to be like that. And then they're nervous to say, like, I'm not sure. And I think entrepreneurs are the same way.
Yeah.
They're expected, like, oh, you have this great successful business, you know?
Right.
Like, you have no clue that I am just figuring it out.
Right.
It looks great online, you know? So what advice do you have for people who are feeling this pull between, like, what they think they're supposed to be and where the reality is, what they really are experiencing every day, to find, like, some resources that help them manage it all and be okay with not being okay?
Wow, that's a really good question. It's kind of like entrepreneurship and motherhood is very similar, especially for me, because I'm not a business. I didn't have a business degree or anything like that. I majored in anthropology as a, you know, an undergrad degree. So the thing about motherhood and entrepreneurship for me, I didn't know anything about either one of them. I didn't know. I mean, yeah, you can read all the books you want, and which I suggest. I'm a big reader. I read all kinds of things, both motherhood and being a business owner. But you're not ever really truly prepared. And you do figure it out as you go along and you make mistakes. And then I'm trying to tell my kids all the time, like, you make a mistake, you're going to make the mistakes. It's not the mistake that's the problem. It's how do you get over that? How do you move forward? What's the thing? Resiliency is another thing for mothers that, if you can't move past something that maybe you did wrong, that's, you have to figure out how to do that. So I find, and my background as an anthropologist, I feel like it's like coming in big time. Like, I want to, like, go back to school and learn about motherhood and, you know, in different countries. I mean, I'm like crazy. I'm getting like this drive to, like, find out about how they're doing in other countries. Well, and then, or how they did it, you know, 200 years ago here or whatever. Is, you know, it, motherhood has evolved and it's getting to where almost like you feel like this pressure, especially with social media. It's all out there. You're supposed to be, you know, you've got to have the, you know, you have to be busy. You have to be busy. You have to have all the things right, you know, and it's getting to be more cool or whatever to show your craziness and to show that all, you know, we don't have it together because we don't. But I think that one thing that is missing is the way mothers are helping each other, you know, like reach out to a friend and say, you know what, like miscarriage, for example, when you go through something like that, that's so bad. It's like you hesitant to reach out to somebody because you don't know, like, you know, if someone just went through that, yes, you went through it too, or whatever. It is good to go to someone and say, I had this. Whenever I went through that myself, when someone sent me a message and said, just letting you know, I went through it. I'm just thinking about you. That's all. That's all I needed. It's not, we need each other. You know, whether we're, you know, 2,000 miles away from each other, or whether there's someone, you know, down the street or your best friend from high school, if you are in doing something together, whether you have a kid the same age, whether you've went through something the same, if we could all reach out to each other and just hold our hands virtually or whatever, and it's not as easy. Or like your friend that you were friends with 10 years ago that you just can't seem to get in the same room with, just send a message and say, I'm thinking about you. That's all it is. We all need to take care of each other in the small ways. You know, if you do have some friends, just say, look, you know, let me take your kids for a night. You go out with your husband or go out and have fun on your own. And then you take, you know, we'll alternate kids. We're trying to think we have to have it all together by ourselves. And, you know, I wouldn't be able to do anything without I have parents in town, in-laws, I mean, aunts. I mean, I have family everywhere here that I rely on heavily to help me with my family. And I don't know what I would do without that. So I feel like we're all trying to do it by ourselves.
Yeah. And Sheila is watching. She says, finding her tribe of local moms on Facebook changed her mother experience tremendously from first child to second. I think that that community piece is so important for motherhood, for entrepreneurship, yeah. You know, anything really where it's something that you live and breathe and you struggle with. You're not the only one. And that's a really important message, I think, for anyone who's watching. And it's such a great opportunity for you to create communities around these areas where you see there to be a need.
Yeah.
Because whether it's your event planner conference where other people who think they're in this industry all by themselves learning it,
right, and
kind of piece things together, they realize, oh, if I work with other people who have information I don't have, we can be better. Or it's the mom side of things, you know, finding people who can support you. And I thought it was really interesting. I joined this mom group about safe sleeping habits, which is a whole scary thing to learn about. And they actually have like an accountability thread that starts, I think, at 2 o'clock in the morning or something. So if you're up and you're trying to like stay awake nursing your child, or, you know, like the moments when people would typically fall into bad sleeping habits, there's like chats that you can just join because at least it keeps you like awake. Little things like that make a big difference, I think. Yeah. Just that experience, you're not alone, you're not, you know, by yourself at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to stay awake.
Someone going through what you're going through right this second, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, so there's all kinds of different tribes we need. It's not just someone who's actually got an infant right now when you have an infant. That's one tribe. It's also the elders. We don't even think about, it's almost like the value of grandparents and great-grandparents is not as important because they didn't have technology back then. Yes, the world is different, but we don't even listen to, you know, our, the stories of like mothering, like what was it like for your mom to mother you or your grandmother to mother your parents? So to go back and find out, like they struggled too. And that's something, getting the multi-generations together to say it was hard back then too, you know, you forget, but to, you know, to get your parents' story about motherhood or whatever. So it's finding the people who are either went through it, going through it, will go through it, just to kind of like that tribe is just, we don't have, it's kind of missing. And it's crazy because we're all connected. You can connect with anybody. Someone posted on Facebook, I think it was my friend Emily, somebody said this, and if I said that wrong, I don't know. She said just like yesterday, is there a Tinder for mothers, for mother friends, mom friends? I was like, that is so smart. You know, like swipe left if you're nursing, swipe right if you have a five-year-old, you know? I'm like,
Yeah, it's amazing with social media how disconnected we are, if you really think about it. The power of being able to be so intimately, I mean, you and I knew each other for so many years online before we ever met in person, and we learned a lot from each other, but it works in some cases, but there are many cases where it just actually makes people feel more apart.
Right.
And it shouldn't be that way. I mean, that's just crazy. The internet should have the power to bring us closer together. Well, I'm so excited for all the things that you've learned in your business and the way that you're transitioning things and all the new things that you're going to be launching. Emerge Moms, I'm officially making it official. Launching it. She's been talking about it, and now I'm really excited to see you launch that. So what's the best way for people to stay in touch with you if they want to learn more about Emerge Moms, or they want to learn more about the event planner stuff you're doing? How do they get in contact with you?
So for Emerge Events, I have a website, emergeevents.com. Everything with Emerge Events is Emerge Events. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm also on LinkedIn. And then for Emerge Moms, there's a website page, but it's not up. I mean, it's just a template. I've got to figure out all the things. That's another thing. When you're doing all this stuff, you've got to figure out how to do all the things. Yes, I can do a website very badly, but I can do it. But have I spent the time to do it? No. So there will be a website. We do have Emerge Moms Facebook up, but I haven't promoted it, but it's there if you want to go there. So everything with Emerge Moms will be Emerge Moms as well on all the social things. So I guess I just need to start piping in and saying it. So
I can tell you from experience, Jennifer has a lot of great information to share. So if you're watching this and you think Emerge Moms is a great idea, I recommend you go to her Facebook page, Emerge Moms, and like it. It's a little added pressure for her to get the website launched and make it happen. I'm really excited to see that come together, and it'll be a resource I'll be using soon too. So thank you so much for your time. I'm going to put the links to as many social sites of yours as I can find in the blog post where this will also be, so that people can find it. And if you watch the recording of this, don't forget you can continue the conversation in the comments thread. So if there's something that you learn that you want to comment on or a question you have for Jennifer, you can put it in the comments and she and I will get notified and we'll respond to you. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see everyone else for the next episode next week at 10:30 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday for another episode of the Event Hustler Show. Until then, hustle hard, and we'll see everyone soon. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.